W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Observant Walker by John Wright, narrated by Peter Kenny. Introduction. In May 2021, my wife and I set off on one of the least adventurous adventures ever recorded. It was from Fulham to Marble Arch in London. Apart from the traffic, it was not dangerous, and at barely 4 miles it was certainly not arduous, with coffee shops and pubs along the way making it nothing more than a leisurely walk, a springtime day out in a sunny London. What was different was that our plan was to pay attention to our surroundings, in a way that people rarely do when walking in a city, or indeed anywhere. Rather than a bit of window shopping, a visit to the barber's or the post office, we instead looked closely at the herbaceous plants and the trees, at every lichen and every insect that crossed our path. Our London stroll was the first of 8 walks we would take all over Britain, their aim being to look closely at the things that make each terrain unique and interesting, and to name, examine, and describe those things, those organisms, that are passed by as commonplace yet unknown, of no superficial interest, but which are nevertheless profoundly fascinating once considered with an observant eye. I led my first wild food foray in 1992, and have taken between 25 and 40 every year since. That makes about 1,000 forays, and perhaps 15,000 people who have been kind enough to join me. The aim of all my forays is, of course, to teach people how to recognise plants, fungi and seaweeds, to show them the edible species and the poisonous species, as well as explaining various related subjects, such as the law of foraging and conservation. However, I have always wanted them to be much more than that, to open people's eyes to the glories around them, even if they nestle in the cracks of a London pavement. So, if we find a fungus, I will tell them what it is, how to recognise it, and if it will make for a pleasant supper or a frantic trip to A&E. But I might also explain its relationship to other fungi, relate the story of the creatures within it that they see only as maggots destined to ruin their tea, describe how the spores are formed, and explain the barely credible process by which they are ejected into the air. For a plant, and again, in addition to its suitability as food, I will answer such questions as what the incongruous red sphere on one of its leaves is, and what it is for, why a plant is found here and not over there, what the striking orange pustules on some of its leaves are, and how the plant distributes its seeds. It is these intricacies that make the natural world a place of wonder, in addition to being a place of beauty. Most of all, I walk slowly, examine closely everything I see, and invite those who join me to do the same. This comes naturally to the forager, and once the habit...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?